Now is 11:15. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
We're back with Hurdy-Gurdies again, a French group there called La Machine, and a mazurka from their CD full of dance tunes with some pretty impossible rhythms among them. Later on tonight, there's music by Terry Riley, 75 this year, who's going to be over here for a tour next month. And there's a beautiful track from the trio In the Country and one by Super Silent to take us into the small hours. Next tonight, here's a collaboration between two musicians who met in 2003 and hit it off in more ways than one, instantly. Vibraphone player David Nearman and Lansine Koyate from Mali playing balafon.
Thank you. darling ukulele that I've been dreaming of. Darling ukulele that I love. When I'm in San Francisco, I'm dreaming all the time. Deep in the park where the constellations shine.
That's Jolie Holland and Darlin Ukulele, following on from the duo of Lansine Kuyate playing Balafon and David Nearman on Vibes. The new CD from Jan Gabarek and the Hilliard Ensemble has a leaning to the east, featuring some of the music of the Armenian composer Komitas. I've written a bit about it in the BBC Music magazine if you want to take a look and find out a bit more. The high point of the album for me is this Komitas piece, the equivalent of the Sanctus or Holy Holy, and the way it leads into music by Arvo Pärt. Jan Gabarek and the Hilliard Ensemble. First of all, Surb, Surb by the Armenian composer Komitas, and then Arvo Pärt's Most Holy Mother of God, which he wrote especially for the Hilliards. And as I mentioned, there's more about their Officium Novum CD in the BBC Music magazine. You'll find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist. That's on the Radio 3 website. And there you'll also find the Late Junction collaboration I played you last week, downloadable as a podcast. That was a session bringing together two singer-songwriters, Tucker Zimmerman and Jason Steele. And here's another English singer, the legendary Shirley Collins.
The cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She bringeth us good tidings. She telleth us no lies. She sucketh white flowers to keep her voice clear. And every time she sings, springtime comes again.
Some lovely accordion playing from Jim Markovich, co-founder of the London-based band Shekoyoch, who died 2 years ago. That was a tune called Jim's Favourite. The accordion player before was Teodoro Ancelotti with a little piece by the 17th century German composer Froberger and the voice of Shirley Collins to start with there, a song called The Cuckoo. Alvin Lucier wrote a piece in 1990 called Music for Piano with Amplified Sonorous Vessels. He put lots of small vessels such as wine glasses, shells and clay pots in or near a grand piano but not actually touching the strings. Mics inside them are routed to the amplifiers, all creating this wonderful cave of sound. We'll hear that after a song from a trio from Trondheim called Cobert.
It took some time, if I may say so, before you noticed what was going on. If I may say so, on the other side, just a nod shouldn't be that hard, should it? If I may say so, so, if I may say so, it took some time.
Thank you.
Alvin Lucier's music for piano with amplified sonorous vessels, played by Hildegard Klebe, following on from Cobert and If I May, which comes from their CD Invasion of Privacy. Idrissa Soumaoro is over 60 now, a much respected singer from Mali, though he's only ever released two albums. I was drawn to this particular track by the harmonica playing of Pascal Michaelian.
Mm-hmm. times are harder than they've ever been before. They can't find no heaven, don't care where they go. People, if I can't get up on this hard killing floor, Lord, I never go down this low no more. Well, if you hear me singing this old lonesome song, you know these hard times, they can't last us too long. If you see them people, they're drifting door to door, but they can't find no heaven, don't care where they go. They are harder than they've ever been before.
Two bluesmen, Knut Reijsrud there and a Skip James number from the 1930s, Hard Times, Killing Floor. And before, from Mali, Idrissa Soumaoro with harmonica player Pascal Michaelian. In the Country is a trio which has been around for quite some time now, and I've heard them live a number of times. Morten Krenel is their pianist extraordinaire. Roger Arnson is on bass and Paul Hausken on drums. One of their songs features on the Runa Gramophone 100th release, a compilation called 20 Centuries of Stony Sleep, which I've been featuring across this fortnight. From In the Country, this is Slow Down. Thank you.
I've been working with myself for
Norwegian fiddlers Maya Stuen with a Gjermund Larsen tune called Hjertespel, following a 13th century dance played by Andrew Lawrence King on harp and Stevie Wishart playing medieval fiddle. And a beautiful track from In the Country at the start there, a track called Slow Down. Terry Riley is 75 this year and has returned to the UK for a tour, joined by Talvin Singh and George Brooks, a tour dedicated to the work of his guru, the Hindustani classical singer Pran Nutt, who died in 1996. An excuse, if we needed one, to play a classic, Terry Riley's A Rainbow in Curved Air.
Thank you.
Terry Riley's A Rainbow in Curved Air. As I mentioned, Terry Riley's on tour here with Talvin Singh and George Brooks. They'll be at St George's, Bristol on the 28th and Dundalk on the 29th, going on to Belfast, the Turner Sims Concert Hall in Southampton, King's Place in London and the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. They'll also be in Café Otto in London on the 1st of November as part of the London International Festival of Exploratory Music. And also taking part in that festival, Gavin Bryars and the Estonian band Hortus Musicus. I'm going to end this fortnight of mine here on Late Junction with Super Silent and their contribution to the Runa Gramophone CD, 20 Centuries of Stony Silence. A good way to end, I think, especially after a thought-provoking song from David Sylvian, Playground Martyrs. Till next time from me, a very good night.
You run to the gate, but you'll be much late. It's for your own good. It's for your own good. You're likely to make the grandest mistakes. You suffer alone in a skin and a bone. Sharpen those new sets of arrows for the next generation of playground martyrs. And join in the game of intolerable shame, 'cause everyone shares the sins of their fathers. School bell rings, single file in. Trade you my unhappily ever after. Bring out those things to hammer the wings of the next generation of playground martyrs. Thank you.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. The conductor, Sir Charles Mackerras, died on the 14th of July this year, just a few days before he was due to conduct the BBC Philharmonic at the Proms. His place was taken that night by Vasily Zinaisky, and the concert was dedicated to him. And now, as a tribute to Sir Charles, we're broadcasting the prom which turned out to be his last, on the 25th of July last year, with the same orchestra, the BBC Philharmonic. It was a concert celebrating the three great English composers with anniversaries in 2009, Elgar, Delius and Holst, and it opened with Elgar's celebration of our capital city, his Cocaine Overture.
Thank you.
Elgar's Cocaine Overture, performed at the Proms last year by the BBC Philharmonic under Sir Charles Mackerras, the last time he conducted at the Proms. He was one of the most respected and admired conductors around, loved by musicians and audiences alike. He had the widest repertoire, from Baroque music to his beloved Janáček, whom he single-handedly propelled into the wider opera world outside the Czech Republic. Next, in this English Prom, Sir Charles conducted a rarity, Delius's Song of the High Hills.